And sometimes you don't know how to converse, but you're listening. When they joke, you laugh. When they tell a sad story, you frown. And you're just listening. But then you learn, and later you got to know them. And then, you know, you learn how to converse with them. It takes initiative to form a relationship. And Joseph, when he was doing his inspection run in the morning in chapter 40, verse 6, just one little observation made the difference. As he was making his rounds, he saw these two prisoners, the butler and the baker. And they had such long faces in the morning. Long faces. It says that he saw that they were sad. So there you are. It's biblical, long faces. So as he was passing by, he said his long face. What does a sad face look like? It's very difficult for me to do. The mouth go down. Then you try to make your chin go longer. Head bow in rejection. And maybe sit down. Bend over. Back bend over in dejection. Joseph saw it. And two things. To disturb or not to disturb. But Joseph was someone who cared. And he says, why are you so sad? See, he started the conversation first. Why are you so sad? And then they told him why they spoke up. Say, we had these two dreams. And we don't understand what they mean, and they make us even more sad. They were really sad because they lost their jobs. Now there are these two dreams that make them sad. And then Joseph says, tell me your dreams. So he started the conversation. So one of them told the dream about the vineyard. The baker told about the dream with the baskets and the birds coming. And then Joseph interpreted the dream. In 3 days, you, Mr. Butler, will be set free. You, Mr. Baker. It would have been a very nice movie when he left them. The baker's face was twice as long. Because he's going to die in 3 days. But the butler's face must be smiling. Wow, wasn't that terrible? Right. But he told them the truth. And so the baker was going to die in 3 days. Right? I don't know how the baker behaved. You know. What would you do? You, the baker, 3 days you're going to die. Your dream confirmed you're going to die. Joseph confirmed you're going to die. What would you do? He said, oh, Joseph, do you have another interpretation? Can I have a second opinion, please? But it's time for him to die. He had to die. But the butler was going to go free. And notice Joseph wanted to make quick the process. Because he was also tired of where he was. And Joseph said to the butler, please remember me when you are free. Because I have been unjustly placed here. But when the butler went out, he forgot all about him for 2 years. He forgot him for 2 years. Why? Because God didn't want him to remember. God didn't want him to remember. You know why? What would have happened if Joseph had came out 2 years earlier? Tell you, in those 2 years, he could have a lot of women seducing him. More than before. Guess what? Potiphar's wife is still around. He may have fallen in those 2 years. He may not be in a place where God wants him. Or in those 2 years, because he's such a successful man, he became a successful businessman in Egypt. And God didn't want him. God wanted to reserve him for one thing and one thing alone. Prime ministership. No, it was not God's will. God made the butler forgot him. Until Pharaoh had a dream. Then it was time. And suddenly the butler remembered Joseph. And when Joseph came out, he was 30 years of age. It was the fullness of God's timing. So think about God's timing in those areas. The people you meet, the people your relationship, one word, one phrase, one friendship. And this is from the Holy Spirit. Part of these things here. Some of us never discover our destiny. Some of us never move into God's will in our life. Because we keep missing the cycles of God dealing in our life. Like Moses, we go into the 40-year wilderness. But unlike Moses, we never came out of it. And so sometimes we refuse to make relationships with people whom God put across our path. We refuse to relate to them because we said, what benefit can we see out of it? But how can you and I see some benefit that God knows that will come out of a relationship 10 years ahead? How would you and I know? None of us would know. Or some of us see the insignificance of small little things without realizing it's the small little things that make a difference in the bigger things in life. In Paul's life, he has different patterns. The Bible didn't record the number of years, but I'm sure there was a certain pattern in the number of years. But the Bible did record something. It did record there was different phase for Paul for different things. Paul was born again in Acts chapter 9. The moment he was born again, he wanted to be a preacher. He wanted to go forth. The only thing he got, now we're talking about the great Apostle Paul. When he preached his first sermon, nobody said amen. The people were saying, kill him, kill him, kill him. That was the result of his sermon. And they were all going for him. He has to be hidden in a little basket. I don't know what basket. You know, if it's a vegetable basket, it's okay. The smell is okay. But it was a pig basket. Or some other basket. He has to hide in this basket. And they had to climb on the wall and slowly let him down at the side. He escaped the basket and ran home to his hometown. That was the impact of his ministry. You know why? It was not time for him to do ministry work. It was only time for him to sit under a ministry. See, when you do things out of God's time, things doesn't work out. And so he tried to open doors for himself. Some people have the wrong teaching. They say, you know, if a door doesn't open, knock it down. And they misquote the Bible. They say, you know, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Read carefully. It says, knock and it shall be opened for you. It didn't say you open yourself. A misquotation of the entire scripture. Or the violence take it by force. You know, so you want to be Mr. Nasty. Read the context. It's talking about prayer. Not talking about physical violence. It's important to understand Paul's life. And so he was hidden for a period of 10 years. But those 10 years were divided into different phases. Paul says, 3 of those years he was in some Arabia somewhere, in the Galatians 2. So Paul went to some places in Arabia that nobody heard about him. And his name was not seen bad either. He went to Arabia somewhere, seeking God. Trying to understand what God is seeking. It's like 3 years there, 3 years here, 3 years there. At the end of probably 3 periods or 3 years, on the 10th year, but 10 years of waiting, somebody he met long ago, 10 years ago, came to look for him. His name is Barnabas. Acts chapter 11. It tells you here. Let me give you all the scriptures. In Acts chapter 9, when Saul was rejected, in verse 30, it says, they sent him out to Tarsus. Now, Tarsus was his hometown. You never hear him again under Acts 11, which was about 10 years later. And in verse 25, it says, Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. So God placed it in the heart of Barnabas to look for King Saul. He looked for Saul of Tarsus. So he went to look for Saul of Tarsus, and he brought Saul. He brought Saul by the hand, right, and said, Saul, come with me. There's an open door. Now, Saul has been waiting all his life. At that time, his name was not Paul yet. His original name was Saul. He changed his name. All his life, he has been trying for an open door, but no open door. Suddenly, this one guy comes and says, I'd like you to help me. And so Paul says, fine. And he went along with him, and God started using him for the first time in his life. And at that time, Saul, and here is his approximate age. Saul was a member of the Sanhedrin Council. Normally, to be a member, you have to be at least 30 years of age. And it's very rare that they accept someone new to 30 years. They probably accept someone 35 or 40 who at least has some experience in the world. Possibly, he would have been about 40 years old when he was a very renowned Sanhedrin Council member. Right? Between 30 to 40. So some of you think 30 is too young, 40 is too old. Well, let's take half, 35 years old. Let's say he's 35 years old. 10 years later, he was 35 years old, about Acts 9. 10 years later, in Acts 11, Barnabas came and find him. 10 plus 35 is 45 years old. Possibly at the age of about 45. If he had been 40, he would have been 50 years old. That he started his ministry. So those of you who are these impressions of this young guy floating around called Paul, please erase that. That's not him. And he started his ministry in Antioch Church. And then the phases of his life began to flow in a very rapid way. One friendship. And he stuck with that friendship for many, many years. Approximately about 20 years. And then they had a misunderstanding in Acts 15 because of some differences over how to handle John Mark. So the Bible says Paul went one way, Barnabas went the other way, because it was a different phase. Understand again. When you enter a different phase, now you're not going to be one of the bad guys who use people and drop them like hotcakes. Never do that. Right? Remember, use things, love people. You don't love things and use people. And so, whether someone is with you or not with you in the face of ministry, one thing I determine, in the Lord, I'm going to keep a loving attitude to them. And if at any point they just come and refresh a friendship or whatever, the door is always open. So I determine that everyone who crosses your path, you don't make an enemy of, you keep loving them. If people make themselves enemy, that's their own problem. But even the Bible says, love thy enemy. So, different phases. Now, apparently, in the Apocrypha of the New Testament, it tells us how before Paul and Barnabas separate. In the New Testament, it just tells you they separate. In the Apocrypha, which records a little bit more history, it talks about how Paul and Barnabas hugged one another, they wept and cried, they blessed one another, and then they went their separate way. So that's a different story from the Bible. That the silence sometimes gives people the wrong impressions. And so they actually part on good terms. But the Bible tells us Paul now had a different partnership. Paul and Silas. Later on, he took another disciple, Paul, Silas, and Timothy. So Paul had a different team because after Acts 15, he was on a different phase altogether. Later on in his life, This is very strange, which is why I say never reject anyone in your life. Whether they're difficult or they're lovable, never reject them. Because God never rejected you, you and I should never reject people.